Right. Parshas Vayeshev is it's very special that this year it's we have two Shabbos Chanukahs. Parshas Miketz is always Shabbos Chanukah. Right. So the allusions to, there are many allusions to Chanukah in this week's Parsha, but I want to take up the one that's most apparent from Rashi. So, you know, on the Rashi comments on the the Pas says, Vayeshev tells Yaakov, Yosef, this story, as if the main descendant of Yaakov is Yosef, and this whole parsha is coming right off the end of Vayishach, where it talks about all the expansive expansive generations of Esau. So Rashi brings a medrash that that the two actually belong together, right? And a mashal, right? That a camel came laden with flax into a city, and the camel is laden with so much with that that flax and all that straw. It's blocking the whole road. It's just laden with tremendous amounts of straw that's extending off its body in all directions, blocking the whole road. And the blacksmith, his wife, they're like, phew, what are we going on? It's like, no, he's blocking the whole road, right? So one says, hey, one spark could come out from under your anvil, right, and burn up all that straw. So also, Yaakov Avinu, he sees all these descendants of Esau, and he got intimidated. Like, they'd be, Esau expanded into a mighty empire. And they say, Yaakov, you're one spark could come out of you and burn them all. And that's what the Navi says. Base Yaakov Eish, base the house of Yaakov is fire, and the house of Yosef is flame. And flame is the aspect of fire that spreads. It's like the spark that shoots up from the anvil, right? Base Esav Lakash, and the house of Esav is just straw, right? So you have a son, Yosef, that could extend your power outwards and just burn up, and he's just straw. He's easily consumable, right? So very interestingly, the Mishnah says in the sixth parak of Bava Kama talks about this whole issue halachically, and it says like this: a person had a gomel tonfish, a person had a camel laden with flax, coming into town, right? And if the flax was so much that it went into the store of that had a candle burning in it, right? So the camel is, is obligated for any fire damage that will happen as a result, because he overflowed the, overloaded, the camel, right? Right? And if there were a blacksmith, I went out of order, a blacksmith that was banging on it and a spark came out, and the spark caused the flax to catch fire, so the blacksmith is chayav. Right, if the guy overloaded, right, the camel, and the flax went into the store and from there caught fire, so now any fire damage, the camel owner is chayav, is obligated to pay. But Rabbi Yehuda pointed out, if the store owner put a candle on the outside of the shop, then again the store owner is chayav, he's obligated because he put his fire in the shisaravu. But Rabbi Yehuda pointed to Ner Chanukah, but Ner Chanukah, it's meant to be outside anyway. So now, once again, the halacha goes back to that the camel driver is chayev, and the store owner is potter, he doesn't have to pay, because Ner Chanukah is meant to be on the outside, and therefore the camel driver should have been more careful, not overloaded his camel with straw. Okay, so we see, the Mishnah saw in the whole case that Rashi brought, it darshens up everything in this Rashi halachically and says the type of fire that is meant to be outside, that should burn up the straw, right? Could burn up the straw, we say, could, is the Chanukah light. So let's put, let's make a small mathematical equation over here, right? That Yosef is the spark that's supposed to go out and burn the straw, right? And in halacha we say the Chanukah light is the light that is meant to be outside a shop, and if the straw catches fire from the Chanukah light, right, the owner of the Chanukah candle is potter. It's the light that's meant to be outside, and let the straw, those carrying straw, beware. So that means Yosef is the Chanukah candle, because they're both the fire that are meant to be outside, and let those who have straw beware. Right, so Yosef is the Chanukah candle. That's what comes out. Right? So, and that's why always Chanukah comes out during the parshas that deal with Yosef, the life and times of Yosef. Yosef is the Chanukah candle. Now, well, what does Yosef and his legacy have in common with the Chanukah candle? They're both anti-assimilation. Yosef went down into the depth of Egypt, and you know, and he had very seductive offers, right, from Potiphar's wife, and he resists. He doesn't intermarry, and he doesn't usurp his masters either. He maintains his separate identity as a Jew. Doesn't assimilate, doesn't give in to the temptations. He resists. He resists the secular culture and the secular temptations that all came his way. And he sanctifies God's name wherever he is. And therefore, Yosef is a precursor to Hanukkah. Hanukkah is all about resisting the temptations of the secular world. All the temptations of Hellenism have to be resisted. Not only just resisting it, but not assimilating with it and challenging it whenever it's against Torah values. So the precursor for Hanukkah is Yosef. Yosef did it in his day when he was up against the temptations of Egyptian culture, and that's how he's Mekadesh Eid Shemayim, and that laid the groundwork how centuries later the Hashmonaim were able to stand up against Hellenism, resist it, and conquer it.